This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back to Hurricane Hotline. Dan Urbanowitz in for Joe Zagacki, who is in Greensboro with our men's basketball team. As we have a busy 7 o'clock hour for you, we're going to talk some women's basketball with Coach Katie Meyer. That is coming up towards the end of the hour. We'll give you a recap on what happened out there in Greensboro today as the Hurricanes just get past Wake Forest, setting up a big showdown with Duke tomorrow night. But it's time to talk some baseball, and Alejandro Torres, one of our pitchers, kind enough to join us here on Hurricane Hotline. Alejandro, thank you so much for the time, my friend. I appreciate it.
No, thanks for having me on.
So you have an amazing story here. So first off, I got to start off by congratulating you. You finished college in 3.5 years to graduate there. So you graduated in December, which is an amazing accomplishment. You're a first-generation college student. Just tell me a little bit about that process and how much that means to you and your family.
Of course. Well, first off, thank you. Thanks for recognizing that. But, I remember, senior year of high school, I looked back and, I wasn't the greatest high school student. I didn't have the best GPA. And once I hit college, I was given an opportunity that my parents didn't have. And I just wanted to make the most out of it. You know, they were able to put me in a position that they didn't have the opportunity to go through, and I'm just trying to make them proud. And I know that being able to graduate and walk across that stage, it was very fulfilling for them and making them happy. And, it was the best thing that I could have done. So, it was just all in all crazy for me. I don't realize the importance of it now. I'm not going to lie to you. I'm really focused on the season, but I'm sure as life goes on, I'll look back and I'll be like, darn, I have a degree from the University of Miami, and that's going to stay with me for the rest of my life, and no one can take that away from me.
Absolutely. And you mentioned, you transferred over. So you spent a couple years over at FIU and made your way over to Miami. Talk a little bit about that and getting the opportunity to play here for the Hurricanes, which I know was one of your goals and a dream of yours.
Yeah. Well, I was at FIU my first 2 years. I originally went to FIU to play with my older brother, Humberto, who's now at Gardner-Webb. And, freshman year got cut short because of COVID. That was that 2020 season. Most teams only got 15 games in. And then I go out to go play summer ball in Tulsa, Oklahoma in the Texas Collegiate League. And, that was pretty short-lived. I was out there for 2 weeks, and stuff wasn't feeling all right in the arm. And before you know it, in July of 2020, I went under the knife for Tommy John surgery. So my second year, which was my sophomore year, I missed it rehabbing. And I remember my brother telling me, hey, I think I'm set on transferring. And once he told me that, my family's big. We're a close, tight-knit Cuban family. And I go, all right, so where are we headed? And he goes, look, whatever opportunity comes at you, you can't let it down. And I'll never forget, I had a rehab start to finish my Tommy John rehab. And there were a couple schools that were there to watch me, luckily enough, JD was out there. And I'll never forget that phone call. I was in my dad's office, actually, because it was like 3 weeks till school started, and I still didn't have a place to go. And I remember sitting down. We were going over pros and cons, over the possible options. And in that very moment, JD called me. And he just told me, so do you want to be a Miami Hurricane? And that was, that was a given. That was no doubt, no hesitation. And, it's the best thing that's happened to me so far. I don't regret a single minute that I've been a Miami Hurricane. I feel blessed to be given this opportunity and to be able to put this uniform on and to go out there, especially with the group of guys that we have.
That's a great story. I just wanted to ask you before we move on from there, just about the rehab and trying to get back from that injury. What was that like? Was it tough to find motivation and keep yourself going, or what was that process like?
It was tough once I got the phone call that they told me that, I tore my UCL, and the doctor was very, very clear with me. He told me, son, if you want to throw another baseball again, you're going to have to get surgery. And I was just kind of put in a moment where I was like, all right, so what's next? And that's kind of how I treated the whole rehab process. Like, what's next? What's next? All right, we're out of the brace. We get to start throwing. We start throwing bullpens. We're clear to play. Because I knew that every minute that I spent in rehab was going to lead me to my next pitch. And that's kind of how I just stayed motivated throughout, because at the end of the day, a surgery or an injury isn't going to halt a playing career. And people call it setbacks, but I think it's all part of a process. So, I mean, that's kind of just how I stayed motivated throughout. And I had a really good support system. My family is my biggest support. And I was really lucky to have, you know, an older mentor. He's actually with the Giants now. I got to give him some credit, Tyler Myrick, who also had Tommy John surgery. And he was right there with me the entire way. So, you know, I owe him a lot, and I tell him all the time. But I knew everything I was doing was going to lead me to my next pitch. So that's really what kept me in it.
Miami Hurricanes pitcher Alejandro Torres with us here on Hurricane Hotline. All right, you grew up going, you're just like me, grew up going to games at Mark Light, and, you know, I did as well. There's something special about that place that just kind of sticks with you.
No doubt.
Are you able to put your finger on that? I mean, what is it that's so special about Mark Light that, I don't know, everyone just remembers going to games there as a kid?
So, when I was a kid, what was so special for me was probably the milkshakes. But, I mean, now that I put the uniform on, it's definitely being able to play under the lights and to play in front of, for me, what's a hometown crowd. I mean, I grew up watching these guys play. I used to go to the ballpark to watch them play. And, you know, just to have that opportunity now, I mean, every time I put that uniform on and we have a game and that first pitch is thrown, I get butterflies every time. And I believe that's all a good thing. And, you know, Gino DeMar, our head coach, tells us, if you guys aren't getting nerves and if you don't feel the juice is flowing, there's probably something wrong with you. And let me tell you something, that juice is flowing every single game we have, regardless if it's a midweek, a weekend, being in the regional last year, being able to host. I mean, that was probably the coolest thing that I've experienced. And we're definitely, you know, we're headed for that this year. So,
yeah, and I know you got some experience in the regional as well. Just can you talk a little bit about that, what that experience was like and how much that'll stick with you here and help you out in your career?
I mean, right before the regional, you know, I went through a little bit of a rough stretch on the mound personally, and then I remember when they called my name, and there is just something about trusting me with the ball in that moment that gave me all the confidence that I needed. And, you know, we fell just short last year, but, you know, I carried that with me into summer ball, and that was something that the coaching staff told me, to just keep building off this outing. And ever since then, you know, I haven't looked back. You know, I'm just trying to get better and better each time that I get on the mound. And, you know, I just can't wait for one day to, you know, say, yeah, I got to pitch in that regional, you know, and we ended up winning that game. So, I mean, it's definitely something I'm going to cherish forever.
Now, Alejandro, I know you're one of the leaders of the team, so I'm curious your leadership style and how you kind of came in and established yourself as one of the leaders of your team. And then, obviously, that led to you being one of the six captains. I want to ask you what that felt like. I'm guessing that was pretty remarkable. But what is your style of leadership that's kind of allowed you to be one of the leaders of this team?
I mean, I've always been a pretty vocal guy. I think I communicate fairly well. And more than anything, the best way to lead, in my opinion, is by example. It's putting your head down, getting to work, and making sure you're giving 100% in every single rep at practice, in the weight room, conditioning, and anything that you do, you got to put 100% into it. And I just hope that every time that I go to work out there that, you know, other guys are able to learn from that as well.
And, of course, being named a one of the captains ahead of the season, that had to have been a great experience and achievement for you.
Yeah, no doubt. I remember as soon as I got out of practice, I called my parents right away. And I was like, guys, you're never going to believe it. I got named one of the captains. And, I mean, it's real special, you know, having grown up and having seen all those former players put on this uniform before me, and to be able to be named, you know, one of the leaders on this team, which, by the way, I mean, six captains is not enough. We got a whole ton of leaders in this locker room. And, I mean, it's going to show throughout the year. But to be named one of the six, it was definitely, you know, it's fulfilling to say the least. It gives me, you know, another sense of responsibility, and it just makes you want to work that much more.
Alejandro Torres here with us as Miami gets set for their ACC opener coming up Friday against number 19 NC State, as they are unbeaten on the season. So a tough matchup here to start ACC play. Alejandro, we know ACC play always very intense, and we should get some great matchups here, beginning with this one on Friday. Tell us a little bit about getting excited for ACC play here.
always exciting to play, you know, teams within our conference. We do know the importance, you know, that these conference weekends have in terms of the season and the outlook when the, you know, when it's all said and done with the regular season. Every opponent that we face, you know, you got to respect them, but at the end of the day, you're showing up to the ballpark to beat the other team regardless of who they are. There's no walk in the park here. It's going to be dogfights, you know, for the majority of the year. But that's just what gets the team better, and that's what helps the team grow, and that's what, you know, helps us get ready for meaningful baseball.
Just from an offensive standpoint, I'm curious what stood out to you here to start this season here. I know that the series against Florida, you had the great game in the middle of that series where you were able to get a 14-6 win there. You had the sweep against Dartmouth earlier in the season as well and took 2 of 3 from Penn State. So there's been some really high points here of this season so far. What's kind of stood out to you in this team?
I'd say offensively is the fight and the resilience. You know, we've had, if you go look at some of those box scores, we've had to come back and our hitters just stay with it. And, you know, we might start off slow, but I mean, they get going and they stick with it every pitch because they understand that it's not inning one is where you win the ball. That inning one isn't where you win a ball game. You know, there's just because you got out your first or second at bat doesn't mean that you can't be a hero in your third at bat. You know, a great memory that we have right now is CJ Capus hitting that walk-off home run. You know, we were kind of down in that game, and we came down to our, you know, our last out. But, I mean, there's always hope and there's always belief because there's a whole ton of confidence in these hitters 1 through 9, and it's amazing seeing guys step up as well. Just this past week and that Saturday game against Florida, I mean, Renzo Gonzalez with an absolute missile center, and that's a kid, you know, they plugged him in the lineup and he made the most out of the opportunity. You know, all these guys just rising to the occasion.
Well, we want to get everyone out there at Mark Light coming up this weekend. It starts on Friday. We got Neon at the Light. We got game themes for this weekend series. We got 80s Night coming up on Saturday as well. Alejandro, I got to ask you, man, what is it like playing in front of those fans at Mark Light? I know that is one of the most passionate groups of fans that we have down here in South Florida. Everyone just loves Hurricanes baseball. Kind of holds a special place in everyone's heart, but I know we got great fans out there.
Most definitely, and telling you from being a fan to being able to play in front of them, I mean, they fuel us. You know, they give us energy. You know, they're with us every single pitch, especially at home, and there's nothing better than playing in front of a packed crowd at the Light. I mean, you feel it in you when you're playing. You feel them cheering you on, and the support system that we get, especially later on in the ballgame. I'll never forget last year against Virginia. I think all 5,000 people were literally on their feet, and you felt like the stadium was shaking. I mean, it's amazing what you feel when the stadium is packed and it's getting loud out there at the Light. I mean, they're the reason why there's magic at the Light.
No, there certainly is. It'll be surreal for me. I'm going to be taking my son to some games this year. I used to go with my dad many, many years back, so it's kind of one of those family things there. Alejandro, I want to thank you for the time. It's an amazing story. Congratulations on graduation and all the success and everything. And thank you for the time. Really appreciate it.
No, thank you, and thank you for having me on.
Absolutely. Alejandro Torres, what a great story there. Just another tremendous story out of the University of Miami. How about that? First-generation college student finished in 3.5 years. Makes all of us who went the full-time look bad there. But congratulations to Alejandro. And once again, ACC opener Friday night. Let's pack Mark Light, MiamiHurricanes.com. You can get all your information on tickets. And there's a great home schedule coming up. Couple of weekend series here consecutively here for the Canes. We'll get Virginia Tech the following weekend as well. A little St. Patrick's Day celebration over there on Friday, March 17th. Over again, Alex Rodriguez Park at Mark Light Field. So MiamiHurricanes.com. You could check out all the information on our upcoming series, but let's get everyone there on Friday night for Neon at the Light. All right, we got a lot more to get to here on Hurricane Hotline. We're going to take a look back at the Hurricanes 74-72 win in the ACC tournament today over Wake Forest. Miami will get Duke tomorrow night. And also get you up to date, by the way, the evening session of the ACC tournament has just gotten underway. So we'll get you up to date on everything going on there as well. And we're going to talk some women's basketball with Coach Katie Meyer, find out what she thinks are her team's chances on Selection Sunday, which we will be broadcasting live on campus. Joe Zagacki and myself will have that for you starting 6 o'clock on Sunday. So we'll take a pause. A lot more to get to here on Hurricane Hotline on WQAM.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.